Hola, so let's begin with refuge. As we settle body, speech, and mind in the natural state, which is itself an expression of taking refuge in our own pristine awareness. Then visualizing our own Lama manifesting as Samatabhadra, indivisible, personification of your own pristine awareness. Lines of refuge read, Namo in the Lama who is the embodiment of the Sugatas. Of the nature of the three jewels, I, together with the beings of the six realms, take refuge until our enlightenment. So imagine all the beings of samsara around you, male on the right, female on the left, all looking to Samatabhadra and taking refuge until our enlightenment. And bodhicitta. For the sake of all beings, I generate bodhicitta and cultivate the realization of the Guru, Buddha. By means of enlightened activity, I shall train each being according to their needs, and I vow to liberate the world. Then in the presence of Samatabhadra, the Guru, we follow the 10 lines for accruing merit and knowledge. Guru, personal deities and dakinis, please come forth and be seated on the sun, moon, and lotus seat. With my body, speech, and mind, I reverently pay homage. I make outer, inner, and secret offerings. I acknowledge and disclose my degenerate and broken samayas, vices, and obscurations. I rejoice in the practice of secret mantrayana. Please turn the wheel of Dharma of secret mantrayana which matures and liberates. I pray do not pass into nirvana, but remain. I dedicate the essence for sentient beings. May we realize the perfect Vajra nature. Then the 10-branch devotion, focused on Guru Rinpoche as the Guru. First, meditate on emptiness, on the conceptually designated, constructed nature of the the entire physical world and all its sentient inhabitants. Deconstruct it, release it back into emptiness. Ah, in the space in front of my ordinary body, in the midst of deep and pristine Lake Dhanakosha of Uddiyana, filled with water endowed with eight qualities, is a jeweled lotus in full bloom. Upon it sits the Uddiyana Vajradhara, synthesis of all the objects of refuge, gloriously blazing with the signs and symbols of enlightenment, embracing his consort, Tsogyal. Here you can generate the same visualization as you've done in the sadhana. Yeshe Tsogyal Mandarava, same nature. In his right hand he holds a vajra, in his left a vas and skull cup. While she holds in her right hand the longevity arrow, in her left hand the longevity vase. Adorned with silks, jewels, and bone ornaments within the expanse of five colored lights, they blaze with the glory of great bliss. Surrounded like a cloud by an ocean of the three roots, they gaze upon me, raining down a shower of blessings and compassion. To the essence of all the jhanas, the deathless embodiments of primordial consciousness, with sincere faith, I constantly pay homage. I offer my body, enjoyments, and collection of my virtues of the three times, imagining them as clouds of offerings of Samadabhadra. This is the Bodhisattva Samadabhadra, known for his myriad of offerings, magnificent offerings. So symbolically imagine transforming your body, enjoyment, your virtue into a tremendous array of offerings. Offering all that is good. I disclose all my vices and downfalls without exception, accumulated since beginningless time. I take heartfelt delight in the illustrious virtues of the protectors, the sole lords of the qualities of all the jhanas and their children. With faith I pray, please let fall a great rain of profound and vast dharma. Drawing together all the virtues of myself and others, for as long as the ocean of realms of beings remained, I shall follow the illustrious life of you, the protector, and dedicate those virtues to the guidance of beings throughout space. embodiment of all refuges, great treasure of wisdom and love, precious and supreme protector in these evil and degenerate times. I am tormented and afflicted by the proliferation of the five degenerations, and I pray, please, with a loving heart, attend to me, your child. Manifest the power of your compassion from the expanse of your enlightened perspective, and bless my reverent heart. Please swiftly display signs and portents, and grant me the supreme and mundane cities. So as we three times recite the seven-line prayer in Tibetan, due to praying with reverence and devotion from the point of union and the hearts of the Lama and Divine Companion, the five types of light rays of primordial consciousness spread forth like filaments, and by dissolving into your heart, imagine that they bless your mind stream. Om Age Yuke Nuk Cham Sam Bema Gesa Dombo Na Yam Zen Chuki Mudu Nye Bema June She Suda Kodu Kando Mamba Ko Keki Jesu Datu Ki Jingye Lapshe Sheksu Sam Guru Bema Siddhi Om Om Oye Yuki Nup Cham Sam Bema Gesa Dombo Na Yam Zen Choki Mudu Nye Bema June Shesu Da Kodu Kando Mambu Ko Kiki Jesu Da Dupki Jingye Lapche Sheksu Su Guru Pema Siddhi Hum Hum Age Yuki Nuk Cham Sam Pema Gesa Dombo La Yam Zen Choki Mudu Nye Bema june shesu da kodu kando mambu ko keki jesu da tuki jingi lapshi sheksu su guru bema siddhi om. As we recite the Vajraguru mantra once around the mala, imagine light emanating from your heart as it flows in from all directions, from all the Buddhas, from Padmasambhava in front of you, Padmasambhava and Mandarava. Light flowing in, light flowing out. And as you recite the Vajraguru mantra, arouse the aspiring bodhicitta, the heartfelt yearning to achieve perfect awakening for the sake of all beings. Om Ahum Vajraguru Peme Siddhi. Now continuing to visualize yourself in your ordinary form. Let's recite once again around the mala, the mantra of the Pema Treden Sel, the Lakeborn Vajra. And as we recite the mantra, again with the flowing inwards of light, the flowing outwards of light to all sentient beings, arouse the engaged bodhicitta, the bodhicitta that moves us out onto the path, and call for blessings that each of these stages of the path, the preliminaries, the shamatha, vipassana, tekchut, and tutkel, all of these may be realized ever so swiftly, culminating in the perfect awakening of a Buddha. Om Ahum Bhadagoda Pema Triten Savaja Samaya Jasiti Pana Hum Om. Om Mahum Vadagura Pemadrita Zavata Samaya Jasiti Palahum Ma. While holding the visualization of Padmasambhava and Mandarava in the space in front of you, or Yeshitsokya, we receive the four empowerments. Rays of white, red, and deep blue light emerge from the three seed syllables in the Lama's three places. Dissolving into my three places, they purify the obscurations of my body, speech, and mind, and transform them into the Vajra, body, speech, and mind. Finally, the Lama and assembly dissolve into light as a white and red bindu marked with hum. They dissolve into my heart, and the Lama's mind and my mind, indivisible, remain as the conate Dharmakaya, ah, ah. With these words, look upon your own face of the great original Dharmakaya, the ultimate reality of your own mind, which primordially transcends modifications, rejection, and acceptance. Again, look at all illusion-like appearances as being of the nature of the Lama, and by dedicating your virtue and uttering auspicious words, apply them to happiness and goodness. By this virtue, may I swiftly realize the Odhyana Lama, and may I bring all beings without exception to that state of realization. Sarva Mangalam.